Hi everyone, welcome to our daily devotional. Today we'll be looking at Mark chapter 15, verses 16 to 32. Mark chapter 15, verses 16 to 32. And in today's passage, I want to really focus on the shame and the pain and the hurt and the abandonment that Jesus had to endure in our stead. That's going to be the main focus. And so as we read this passage, I want to invite us to take some time to soak in the kind of suffering that Jesus had to go through so that we might have a restored relationship with God by the blood and the body of Jesus Christ. And so let's take a look at Mark 15, verses 16 to 32. And the soldiers led him away inside the palace, that is, the governor's headquarters, and they called together the whole battalion. And they clothed him in a purple cloak, and twisting together a crown of corns, they put it on him. And they began to salute him, "Hail, King of the Jews!" And they were striking his head with a reed and spitting on him and kneeling down in homage to him. And when they had mocked him, they stripped him of the purple cloak and put his own clothes on him, and they led him out to crucify him. And they compelled a passerby, Simon of Cyrene, who was coming in from the country, the father of Alexander and Rufus, to carry his cross. And they brought him to the place called Golgotha, which means place of a skull. And they offered him wine mixed with myrrh, but he did not take it. And they crucified him and divided his garments among them, casting lots for them to decide what each should take. And it was the third hour when they crucified him. And the inscription of the charge against him read, "The King of the Jews." And with him they crucified two robbers, one on his right and one on his left. And those who passed by derided him, wagging their heads and saying, "Aha, you who would destroy the temple and rebuild it in 3 days, save yourself and come down from the cross." So also the chief priests with the scribes mocked him to one another, saying, "He saved others, he cannot save himself. Let the Christ, the King of Israel, come down now from the cross, that we may see and believe." Those who were crucified with him also reviled him. Wow, you know, as we read this passage, every time I read these passages about Jesus' journey to the cross, it always makes me kind of pause and makes me feel very speechless, because it's a sober reminder of what Jesus had to go in our stead, what he had to go through so that we might have a restored relationship with him. The very first thing that we see in our passage today is that there was a battalion that was brought together, a whole battalion to be a part of Jesus's crucifixion process. You know, the presence of the whole battalion was about 600 men at full strength. And this assumes that Jesus is a clear rebel against Rome, which was actually not true according to what Pilate had inspected. But because Pilate was trying to please the masses, they deemed Jesus as a clear rebel against Rome. And so this whole battalion comes together. The soldiers dress, mock, and mistreat him as King of the Jews. They clothed him in a purple cloak. They crowned him with a crown of thorns. They saluted him mockingly, "Hail, King of the Jews." They struck his head with a reed. They knelt down once again in a mocking way in homage to him. You know, just this few verses alone. Man, if I was in that position, I would be experiencing really, really deep shame. I would be really sad by the fact that I was abandoned by all my disciples. And this is exactly what Jesus was going through. All of his disciples had scattered. They left the shepherd. And the shepherd was left to be striked, to be beaten up, to be mocked by. And As after this has happened by the whole battalion, they forced Jesus to carry a cross. But as he was doing it, the Roman soldiers also forced a passerby, Simon of Cyrene, to carry his cross. It says that Simon of Cyrene was, the father of Alexander and Rufus. And the mention of Alexander and Rufus, most scholars think that this actually means that they were believers known in the early church at the time that Mark wrote his gospel. And so this, like having Simon of Cyrene carry the cross as well, was a clear public deterrent to warn people not to rebel against Rome. And so this isn't like just a random insert into the text. Mark is showing us that there was a brutal way of showing the early church that this was illegal, and it was deserving of condemnation and suffering and even crucifixion. As Jesus was going to the cross, or going to Golgotha, he was carrying the cross, and as he was being crucified, they would offer wine mixed with myrrh, which was intended to have a mildly numbing effect, but Jesus wouldn't take this mixture. And they wrote on top of him a sign of the charge that was placed against him, and it said, King of the Jews. And even those who were passing by him, they were wagging their heads and saying, Oh, this guy who said that he was going to destroy the temple and rebuild it in 3 days, he should save himself and come down from the cross. Little did they know that he wasn't talking about the actual temple, he was talking about his body. Jesus, who was welcomed into Jerusalem just a few passages ago with their cloaks and leafy branches laid out on the road, as if they were welcoming in a king. They were even shouting, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Save us, deliver us. But it shows us that our passage today shows us that the manner by which they were seeking salvation was far from the kind of salvation that Jesus was offering. And the salvation that Jesus was offering was through his own body and blood for our sins. That same Jesus, who was welcomed into Jerusalem several chapters ago as king, is now being mocked. He saved others, yet he can't save himself. And even those who were crucified with him reviled him. Today, I don't really think there is like a clear application for us except to give thanks to Jesus for what he had to endure. That is how I feel led by the Holy Spirit, and I want to invite you to pray with me to give thanks to our Son, to our Lord and our Savior, Jesus, for the kind of suffering and the crucifixion that he had to endure, the shame, the abandonment, the pain. And today, let's just give thanks to our Father in heaven for sending his one and only Son, Jesus. Let's do that today. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your Son, Jesus. Thank you for the cross. Thank you, Lord, for all that he had to endure. Thank you, Lord, for his perfect obedience to your will, Father. Thank you, Lord God, for his suffering, that through his suffering, we have a restored relationship with you, God. And so, God, I pray that you would continue to instill in our hearts a heart of thanksgiving, a heart of gratitude, a heart of worship. Lord, that we would respond out of a heart of gratitude with a heart of worship. So, Lord, thank you, God, for the cross. Thank you, Lord, for the shame and the pain and the abandonment that he had to endure. Thank you, Lord, that he knows fully well, even more so, of the sufferings that we experience today. I pray, Lord, for anyone who may be experiencing any suffering or any abandonment, especially because of their faith. I pray, Lord, that they would look to Jesus today. And Lord, that they would be encouraged to know, God, that all is not lost. Lord, that there is the promise of glory. That upon Jesus' crucifixion, there is also a glorification. That Jesus was glorified and was seated at the right hand of the throne. And so, Lord, we look to you, God. Thank you, Lord, for Jesus. We pray all these things in your Son's name. Amen. Thank you, everyone, for joining us in our devotional. I hope that we can take the rest of our day today to reflect on what Jesus had to endure. And let's continue to give thanks to our God for his one and only Son, Jesus. Have a great day, everyone.